When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hey guys, do you like this show? Are you enjoying it? Do you want to make one of your own? Well, let me tell you about Anchor, and Jay, you can help me out. It's so easy. Anchor makes it easy to do a show like this. First of all, it's free. There are creation tools that
I love it.
That allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer. I love how simple it is to make content nowadays, and Anchor really makes it easy. Now you can even add any song from Spotify straight to your episodes. This is so cool. Possibilities are endless for what you can do and what you can create, whether it's music analysis, your own radio show, sports, talk radio.
This is a real opportunity. I feel like the pandemic has kind of in many ways gotten us a little more creative in saying, what do we want to say? And let's move forward with that, even without the pandemic. And Anchor makes that easy for you.
Yeah, or maybe you want to do a show that the world's never heard before.
Right.
Well, get up off your butt and do it. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you as well, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. They're basically making it easy for you to do this thing. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast. What you got to do, it's so easy. Download the Anchor app, go to anchor.fm and get started. It is so easy. We love Anchor. Thank you for letting us do this.
Thank you for sponsoring our show, because again, they understand these guys are in the creativity business and they support other creative things. So we say support them because they support us.
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Sklar Bro Country, the virus edition, aka the Pandy Pods.
Aka two guys, lots of Y's.
Aka two Jews, no Rod Carews.
Aka two bros, a lot of yeses, not a lot of nos.
Aka funny from the Sklars, curing that chronic ugh. That's the only reassuring gift for Hanukkah.
Thank you.
Charlie Shulman.
Thank you, brother.
Doing his thing. Great to see Charlie Shulman.
And Charlie Shulman, we got a little Charlie Shulman in our stereo. I think he did an impression and dropped that into our stereo.
He did, and he did Robert Durst on the Hang in the post-show Hang, which we're doing another live Dumb People Town on January 16th. He did it on this last one we did with Mac Lethal and Dave Anthony and Gareth Reynolds. But on January 16th, go to eventbrite.com, look up live Dumb People Town. We're doing another one. Zach Galifianakis and the lead singer of the Civil Wars, John Paul White. And we got ourselves a Greenlee and stuff that got stuck in us from last year. It's going to be such a fun show.
Epic, epic, epic.
Let's jump into this right now, shall we, Jay?
We've said this before on this podcast, this very podcast. We've said, you don't need to go to Disney World right now.
Nope.
You don't.
Unless you have a month to live.
And this is your last dying wish.
Right.
You don't have to go to Disneyland right now.
Then if you make a plan next summer to go.
Right.
If you really have to.
If you're not dying and that's not the end, it's not that hard to wait for it.
It's still going to be
there. All the rides are going to be there still.
All the characters will still be drunk on Ripple when they take photos with your kids.
It's knowing what we know about Florida.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like Disney should do a Florida themed amusement park just for adults.
That would be amazing.
Meth Mountain.
I would go to that.
Scariest ride on earth, right? Ride through a sketchy trailer park as you search for your meth guy.
Mm-hmm.
Sit outside a bar and try to be quiet as a cop on a Segway drives by you.
Stab a pregnant lady when your deal goes bad.
Right? You come on. You must be this emotionally small to get on this ride. Meth Mountain.
Porch Pirates of the Caribbean.
Come on.
Porch Pirates. Okay, your fan boat slides through the suburban neighborhood on the Gulf Coast as you check to see which houses have Amazon packages on their front steps that you can swipe.
But be careful of hidden Ring doorbells.
Porch Pirates of the Caribbean, you could get busted.
Yo-ho-ho and a bottle of Jägermeister.
I'm ready for that one.
How about It's a Really Small World?
Okay.
You make out with a willing woman at a party cove on a lake. But watch out, because things will take a terrifying turn. Right before the ride's over, you'll find out she's your first cousin.
Turns out, it's a really small world after all.
Point is, you don't need to go to Disney World.
No, you don't.
You do not need to go to Disney World. Wait for Florida World to come out. Florida World, people.
Florida World would be incredible. I think people would just go just to see it.
I would go.
It's kind of like a human zoo.
walk through the park with a tiger.
We don't know who it's.
Give your kids blunts.
That's right.
It's Florida World.
Shoot a gun in the snack bar.
Florida World. Look, you can't go to
Whose Disney. Kids are these? I don't know. They were just hanging out here.
Florida World. They just have random kids, right? Mm-hmm. They're just hanging out. Mm-hmm. All right, so you can't go to Disneyland because California is smart about it.
Meanwhile, they're going to wait a beat.
And the head CEO of Disney's like mad about that. It's yeah, like, chill exactly. out.
Everybody
chill
relax.
Out.
Okay?
Okay. It's not great for business, but they're going to be back.
And so, when people go again, they're going to go in droves.
Yeah, don't
Good
worry.
Luck.
Disney's going to be fine when this all ends, which hopefully will happen within this calendar
so
year.
So it shocks us when people are so committed to go to Disney World today.
Right. And there's even like a dumb hierarchy of
within
these
those dummies.
And Disney, instead of exposing them for who they are, idiots, have decided
covering it up.
They're going to
cover it up.
Literally and figuratively. All
Let's
right.
get into it.
All right. If you visit Disney World, you'll be wearing a mask one way or another, article said.
That's what it's
Disney World. Disney World has allegedly updated how it handles people not wearing masks on rides by digitally adding the facial covering to rogue guests in the photos that can be purchased afterwards.
Well, that takes care of the safety issue right there.
Has there ever been like a worse solution to insubordination than this solution right here?
Hey,
we're not following your rules. So as the people who are putting the rules out, we're going to cover things up for you guys.
We're going to make your not following of our rules okay with Photoshop.
So hey, you're screaming on this ride and sending droplets into the air that can affect everyone behind you on this ride.
So to fix it, we'll just digitally put this mask on you in the photo that you won't buy afterwards because it's a ripoff.
Take that, bitch.
Yeah, you just got Photoshopped.
Ooh, snap. Bet you're going to think twice about not wearing a mask and threatening people's lives with your selfishness again.
I mean, you're already an idiot for being at the park.
This is like a new low IQ flex that I've never seen before.
That's what it comes down to. It's how dumb can you flex?
And it's, by the way, it's not just that. Your droplets that come out of your mouth while you're screaming.
Go back and hit the
as people
behind
just
you.
Ride right through your droplets. That's what
right.
they're doing. So when someone a few cars back from you on the roller coaster that you're on comes home and gives it to their mom and dad and then they die, can we charge you with manslaughter?
Maybe. You were irresponsible. You didn't try and go out and kill someone.
No, but you did. Involuntary manslaughter. In a report from WDW News Today, the website shared a guest on a dinosaur ride at the Florida's parks. Animal Kingdom.
This is where that guy got tackled, right? Because he was on LSD.
Posted a photo in the private Facebook group, Disney World Junkies, which I don't even want to go there mistakenly.
Right.
Which showed a woman that appeared to be in a Photoshopped mask over her face. So Disney is literally saying our best course of action is to cover up any evidence of no mask wearing.
Because that's the thing you want to cover up in this situation the most.
Their whole thing is we're telling people to are required to wear masks, but if you know idiots.
If they're in the park right now, they're not going to be wearing a mask.
70% of them are going to think it's a hoax. They
80%
don't care.
Of them are going to think that the election was stolen.
And who's going to enforce the mask wearing? Goofy?
You let Goofy do that? You need to put a mask on, sir.
Your dumb behavior is why we have nearly 500,000 people dead and the economy collapsing. Disney World did not respond to requests for comment to confirm the practice. It's almost like Disney corporate put a mask over their mouths and told themselves not to comment.
Well, if anybody comments, we can put a mask over it. We can put a mask over anything except for the thing we need to put a mask over.
People's mouths.
Mm-hmm.
Previously, Disney World would not allow those without masks to see or purchase their photos taken during rides. That's a pretty stiff punishment. That's really going to make people think twice about not wearing masks. Now the park is allegedly allowing guests to have their photos, albeit with an added piece of what they're calling digital magic. I don't think they're calling it that, but I think we should.
Yeah.
When you think about Disney characters, it's easy for me to guess which Disney characters would be anti-maskers.
I think it's pretty obvious.
Peter Pan, that guy's going to be an anti-masker.
Totally.
It's not fun to wear a mask. He's all about fun. He doesn't want to have any restrictions.
He won't be an adult about it.
All right. Tinkerbell is probably going to protest just to go along with him. That's a weird relationship.
That's how whipped she is for
that
him.
Is a weird relationship That's between right. those two people. Grumpy.
You know he's going to fight it just because
just
he has
to be. Just for the fight. The guy just wants to fight. He wants to be
He
contrarian.
May even think that masks actually work, but
he's like, I need the fight to survive. And of course, Dopey.
Yeah, he's easily influenced.
Dumb, easily influenced.
He's the one who's most, he's most susceptible to a conspiracy theory.
So both Lady and the Tramp, you know, they're
because they don't think they're dogs. We can't get it.
Right. And they're like sharing food together in a way that's not, I don't know. It doesn't seem safe.
And of course, Olaf from Frozen.
Because he's a QAnon guy.
He is. A lot of people don't know that
about him. He is a QAnon guy. He believes he can survive in the summertime.
Even though it's impossible.
What? I can survive in the summer.
What global warming?
I want global warming. Mm-hmm. He's actually come out for global warming.
He thinks it's a good thing.
So it's obvious where he lies in that scenario. Those are all anti-maskers. And there's probably more. The theme park, which remains open in Florida while it's California's counterpart, has not been able to reopen due to coronavirus restrictions, has not provided official comment on the mask photo protocol.
Of course they haven't. They don't care about your safety. Let's be honest about that.
They only care about the bottom line.
Yeah.
If those things line up, then you know what? They're going to care about your safety. If they don't, they don't have problems becoming action park.
That's right.
They don't give a shit.
They're ready to do it. Line it up.
According to Walt Disney World's website, face coverings are required, and those who do not adhere to the mask guidelines will not be allowed to have their photo taken by PhotoPass photographers.
Oh, no. What?
Not will be kicked out of the park.
No.
Will be banned by Disney.
No, they just
You
will
won't
not
be allowed to have your photo taken by PhotoPass.
People won't know that they were there. That's what they're saying. Like, if you're not wearing a mask, here's your punishment. Nobody will be able to see that you were at the park.
That's your punishment, Disney? That's way to bring the hammer down.
Yeah. That's like a Disneyfied hammer being
Thanks
brought
for
down.
Thanks for supporting the push to be safe during this limited time. It is a limited time. I cannot stress this enough. It's a limited time.
Yeah, Disney. You're going to get up and over this.
When it comes back, everyone's going to come back to the park.
Everyone will come back to the park.
The fact that you can't even enforce a simple rule right now. People shouldn't even be in the park, but if they're going to be there, you got to enforce the rules. You have to. I know these are the kind of people that don't want to listen to any rules if they're there, but you got to enforce the rules. All right.
Speaking of enforcing things.
When we come back after the break, we're going to talk about Anthony's wiener.
It's time to pull our wiener out, or at least a company did, and we'll see if that's a good idea or not on the other side of this break.
Anthony Wiener. So we all have a lot on our plate right now, whether
it's
homeschooling our kids still, wondering about what the future of this country is going to be or what the future of the world is going to be.
It's a stressful time right now. And
we seem to put our own personal mental health on the back burner, which is not good. That's something we need to prioritize. And sometimes the reason why we do that, Ran, is that we say, well, that's too expensive.
Yeah.
And I understand that money's tight right now. So we have a solution for you. I love these guys and I love that they're sponsoring our show.
Me too.
I love their mission statement. This is Talkspace Online Therapy. Their mission statement is to make therapy affordable and accessible for all. That is a beautiful thing.
It's a wonderful thing.
They want to connect you with a licensed therapist for a fraction of the price of in-person therapy. You get matched with your perfect therapist at Talkspace. And look, they can do it from the comfort of your device, so it's COVID-friendly, and you can reach out 24-7. You have 24-7 access to your online therapy room. You send unlimited messages to your dedicated therapist, and they will respond daily, 5 days a week. And best of all, an entire month of Talkspace costs about the same amount as a single in-person session.
It's amazing.
They have all kinds of support and the kind of licensed
therapists in the areas that we need
trained
right
in the specialties we need, including anxiety, depression, relationships, so much more. No matter what, Talkspace will find you the perfect therapist for your goals and what you need. It is affordable. They have a great therapist network, and it is secure and private, using the latest encryption technology to store your client information. Bottom line is, we all need to talk to somebody right now. Talkspace understands that. They want to give us the help that we deserve at a price that we can afford. And as a listener to our podcast, you get $100 off your first month of Talkspace. To match with your perfect therapist, go to Talkspace.com, download the app. That's another way to get it. Make sure you use the code SCLAR. You'll get your $100 off your first month. It's already affordable, and now we're taking another $100 off to show those guys that we're the ones that sent you to them. That is SCLAR at Talkspace.com. Let's get the mental health support that we need in a time when we all need it. Hey guys, welcome back to the show. Check out our YouTube page, Sklarbro Country. Subscribe to that. On Facebook, we're putting up videos with commentary. I hope you can check that out. Get the Stereo app. We're going to do more of those in the new year. I can't wait to do these. This is so much fun.
So much fun.
Where it's almost like an old school radio show. People leave voicemails and we can interact with them in real time as it's going on. It's such a fun thing. It's different from anything that we do. We'll do a handful more, maybe four more or six more of them for this show, Sklarbro Country, the Virus Edition, and we'll do a few more Dumb People Talents, I hope, as well. Again, follow us on the free Stereo app, and then whenever we do those discussions, it's just a blast. All right,
So Anthony Weiner is in the news again.
Why? Seriously, if I'm that guy, I am keeping the lowest profile ever, and I'm always wearing one layer too much.
Yep.
To any, you know what I mean?
Sport coat over the sweater,
over a Henley, you know, in August, you're doing all that stuff.
Hey, I'm thinking about taking my wife's last name.
At least hyphenating. So people are like, is that? You know what I mean?
Just to show people that I have an awareness that I ruined my name.
But you knew Weiner would just find his way back into the world. A Weiner always figures out a way to slide back into the world.
Pokes his head in there.
Again, just do everything on the DL. If you're Anthony
Not
Weiner.
Not the DMs. The DL.
The DL. Slide
you
in.
Couldn't figure out the DM situation.
No.
You got to keep it on the DL.
And by the way, if you're working for a company, the company should never, ever, ever put you front and center as their spokesperson.
Unless you're the spokesperson for like Ashley Madison.
A dating site for people who want to have affairs.
Which is the grossest thing I've ever heard.
Right? On their spouses online. Let's see how this company pulled their wiener out at the most inappropriate time and put their wiener in everyone's faces when no one wanted it out there.
In an email blast Monday, Weiner, 56.
56.
But you look at him and he looks old.
He looks old. He's 7 years older than us.
Promoted the company's countertops based on the colors of local sports teams like the Islanders and the Knicks and the Mets, the New York Times reported.
Okay, I told my wife about these. She's like, this sounds like, she's a designer. She's like, this sounds like the worst.
No, these are for like man caves, right?
These are the worst countertops ever. First of all, should Weiner be blasting anything online?
No.
Isn't that how he got in trouble in the first place?
Yes.
Safe to say Weiner shouldn't be blasting anything.
Ever.
Also, the Knicks and the Mets and the Islanders are like, whoa, Knicks are like, we got enough problems.
We're awful as it is. We don't need to be associated with this guy's countertops.
The Islanders are on the way back up. The Mets may even be good next year.
It's all kind of the same colors.
Yeah.
It's like, I know they're saying the colors of all these teams. All those team colors are blue, orange, and white.
That's right. The company Ice Stone is a recycled glass company, which, okay, that's
good.
Fine.
I like that you're that.
Says it's built on, quote, giving the earth and its people second chances, including its employees. All right, now
they
I'm
didn't
on
say
board.
Including its employees. You said including its employees.
They said including its employees, and I'm forgiving.
Look, we're all for giving people a second chance.
So maybe this company can change my mind. Can we allow this countertop company, which makes really shitty, stupid idea, glass countertops?
I don't know how I feel about glass countertops, but I'm open to letting them change my mind.
Okay.
I'll say
about that too.
Okay.
Company's website states that they hire homeless refugees and train the formerly incarcerated and ensure that everyone gets paid a living wage and has access to subsidized health insurance and a voice in the company. Okay.
I like that they hire homeless refugees.
Yeah. Maybe one of those guys could be the spokesman
for the countertops.
I don't, right?
Even the homeless people and other incarcerated people are like, can we not have
Weiner as our spokesperson?
I'll do it. I've just been laying in a gutter for like 10 years, addicted to crack. Please let me do it.
By the way, glass countertops, terrible idea.
Yeah.
It's a worse idea than, it's a good idea to hire refugees.
They're ugly.
Right? They're clear. They're transparent. They expose all blemishes.
And if they crack, they're impossible to repair.
Just like Weiner's reputation. That's what we're talking about here.
So Weiner said he began the job in May. Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to make sure he didn't finish early.
Folks. Timing was right. He told people, referencing the employment instability tens of millions of U.S. people are experiencing. This guy shouldn't have a job, right? When so many people are losing their jobs.
The timing this was guy. Right.
So, like, the crazy thing is he got this job based on his biggest screw-up in his life. Like
Because they're giving second chances. So right. Timing was right says to me that he's like, okay, it's time for me to resurface in a company that makes terrible surfaces.
Glass surfaces. Yeah. Well, here's the thing. It was either become the spokesman of this company or start celebrity boxing. You know what I mean?
Or like maybe like a weird
porn
offshoot Viagra. Like there's a dark path that he could go on.
The dark path door is always swinging open. Yeah. It's been a learning experience, but it's really amazing place. He says there aren't too many manufacturing companies in New York, let alone manufacturing companies that repurpose. I'm sorry. Have you taken your pants off yet?
No.
I can't hear you unless you're actually taking your pants off. Mm-hmm. He's all about recycling. Mm-hmm. Got to recycle it, man. The last career turnaround for the former New York congressman in a life of success and abject failure. Downfalls and reversals.
That's
wow.
what this is.
This article is...
They're going hard on it.
Comes after he spent a year and a half in federal prisons for sending explicit photos of himself to a 15-year-old girl.
Oh, boy.
My daughter is 15, so you realize what a shithead this guy is.
He pleaded guilty.
Yeah, to charge of transmitting sexual material to a minor.
Maybe don't mention that in the countertop brochure.
They don't need that to when you see, hey, we also do backsplashes, because you just... You know what I mean?
So his ex-wife, or his wife, I guess his wife, Abedin's divorce from Wiener was not clear on Thursday, but a source said she refers to Wiener as her ex,
although they're amicable co-parents.
But I'm sure she leads with, he's my ex, whenever
she'll
he's brought up.
She'll knee-jerk react to that, anyone saying a
like
word to...
Someone's like, even like, hey, that's a cute Wiener dog.
It's my ex.
Wiener is my ex.
It's my ex. Wiener said he didn't want to be a lightning rod.
Yeah, did he have to use the word
stop
rod?
Stop using the word
you don't
rod.
Don't need to use the word rod.
Okay, in his support of the... He didn't want to say who he supported in the 2020 election because he was the real... He was one of those things that cast a dark shadow on Hillary Clinton.
He could have said anything but rod. He said, I don't want to be an issue.
He went back talking about his new job, how it's environmental. All that being said, there are values in the company that appeal to both Democrats and Republicans. Again...
And we're, you know, kind of nearing the end of the story, but it is really interesting to me that like this company would take such a flyer and put this guy so far out front and center. I mean, look, I guess I'm glad that he's out of politics.
Me
because
too.
Because as a Democrat, I think it's...
Dude, he was a rising star. Like
I don't need to use the word rising.
He was rising. He went on to run for mayor in New York City in 2013.
He had a groundswell of support.
Okay,
again,
fine.
I don't know what to say about this guy.
Mayor of New York City in 2013, conceding his campaign after finishing fifth in the Democratic Party primary following a second sexting scandal.
So this guy can't get in his pants. You got a problem, okay? That's you made a mistake. Everyone makes mistakes. We don't know what your life is like at home. Maybe both people are unhappy. They don't know how to get out of it, and then that's what you do, okay?
But you got to take the – especially if you're in
but
a
But if
world,
you're going to do it again and again and again and again, right. Then that's a big issue.
He tweeted out a graphic photo of his crotch, which was reportedly meant to be sent to a 21-year-old college student in Washington State, according to the Seattle Times.
That makes it better?
I was trying to get this to he's 56. So even if this happened like 7 or 8 years ago, he's 48, 47, he's... What are you doing, man?
Who's asking for that?
What are you doing?
Who is asking for that? Who
and
wants
by the
that?
Way, how does that help you in your political career? In any way, you got to ask yourself. If you're a political person, now, what did Jim Rome say about pictures? Every picture is going to be seen.
Right. So here's what you got to do. Are you trying to get donations?
Maybe.
That's what I know. I mean, Maybe. Are you trying to get donors?
You're working hard. You're getting boners, not you. You're getting boners, not
donors.
You want donors,
not boners.
And maybe that should have been his campaign slogan.
Donors, not boners. I've moved on from who I was. That would be a great campaign slogan for this guy.
Donors, not boners.
Redemption. Lean into what you did wrong. Tell him you're a new person. But it feels like he hasn't learned from his thing. Mm-hmm. And yet, this countertop company is like way into giving this guy a second chance.
Look, they're like, Anthony Weiner's our spokesman. We know life is hard. Why are we using that terminology?
Yeah.
Why are we even using that terminology? That's what she said. And that is a show, guys.
There you go.
That is how we do it. We're entering into the week of Christmas. I hope you guys are gathering everything. And getting ready, getting gifts for the people that you love. Hey, if you want to send a cameo to someone that you love, we'll send a personalized special message to them over the holidays. Happy to do it. It's a wonderful gift. People love it. They watch it over and over again, and we get to personalize it just for you. We love you guys. Stay connected. Stay protected. Don't be infected.
This is not a hoax.
Yep, but we got the jokes. Wear a mask, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow. La-dee-da.
La-ti-da-ti-da-ti-da. La-ti-da-da-da. In my car.
Star Brands Avenue. A podcast. A podcast network.